With us right now is Adam Gonzalez. Adam, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Adam is the coordinator of diversity and inclusion at Northwest Missouri State University. Give us an idea of what that job entails.
So much of what I do as a coordinator, a lot of people are like, "Oh, you plan events and things," and well, we do. But much of my job is really student advising. So as coordinators, we're really there as a buffer for many of our students from underrepresented populations, and we're there as someone that they can go to help them. Really, our goal is to increase access for them, to increase access, to increase success, to increase their sense of belonging on campus. And so when you have minority students who might come on to a predominantly white institution, sometimes they may feel a little out of place. Northwest is a pretty rural, we're set away in Ottawa County. And for some of our students, that's a big culture shock. And so we're really there to help them adjust, to help them succeed, and to really make connections for them on campus and in the community.
And how do you think that's working out?
You know, I've been at Northwest since August, and already just within the first month or two, I was hearing back feedback from students saying, "Hey, thank you for helping me by introducing me to so-and-so in the finance office," or "thanks for helping me fill out that scholarship form," or "hey, you know what, when I got here, I really didn't know anyone, I felt out of place, thanks for kind of introducing me to some other folks on campus." And I can say from my personal experience, it's been great. Just seeing students who I met in the fall and seeing them now move into leadership roles within student organizations, seeing them sort of come out of their shell. That's always my biggest, takeaway from what I do. It's a job, but it's so much more than just coming in and punching a clock for me.
Do you think there are a lot of opportunities at Northwest for new students to get absorbed into the community?
There are, especially within our minority populations. We have a lot of minority student organizations, so multicultural student organizations, anywhere from organizations that work with our Latina population, our LGBTQIA populations, and our Black student population.
And are there also opportunities for students to get into organizations that cross these cultural lines?
There are. So a lot of our students get involved in Greek life. Any time anyone's involved in Greek life, they're kind of spread out around campus. They're volunteering. They're doing service work. They get to meet people in different offices on campus. Like what Jill was saying earlier, what they do with the Career Closet is one of those programs that breaks down barriers. And so really our office is to make connections like that for our students. We want to introduce them to career services and say, "Hey, so now that we've helped you, throughout your time here and you're interviewing for internships or you're thinking about jobs, let me introduce you to Jill, and she's going to be able to help you. Maybe you don't have the money to go buy a new wardrobe for a job or a suit. Let's introduce you to career services, and let's break down one of those barriers." But many of the student organizations are anything but insulated. They're out in the community volunteering. Last month we had MLK Week, and so on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, we had a day of service. And so we had, I believe, five different locations within Maryville where students, faculty, staff, community members said, "Hey, I want to sign up to go give an hour at this nursing home and meet with the residents there and talk to them and, maybe play a game of cards with them." And others went to different locations. And so really what we do is we're trying to – not only are we trying to meet the needs and help certain populations feel more welcome, but we're trying to have spaces that create dialogue among different cultures.
Talk a little bit more about MLK Week. How did it go overall, and do you think did it meet your goals?
Well, considering our goal was to have programming Monday through Thursday, and then Mother Nature took out two of those days due to snow days, we had a great peace brunch on that Monday. So what we did was in the morning we had the day of service. So students, faculty, staff, other community members signed up to go volunteer at different places in Maryville. And then we came together for a brunch, and everyone, it was casual. Everyone came in, and we had a Northwest alum, Miss Pamela Westbrooks Hodge. March, class of 91, and she came back and gave a good message and really really inspired the students. You know, I had students coming into my office, you know, days later saying, "Hey, that talk was great. It was great to see a black woman come back and say, 'Hey, I started here at Northwest and we worked for this and this and this.'" And a lot of students don't realize that there were people before them who really had it a little rougher than they do now. We're very you know, fortunate to be able to provide the resources to our students that we do. So having the Peace Brunch, having students see how many people came in to support and just, you know, build community was really great. And it was good.
Do you think Martin Luther King is held in? Do people understand? Do the students today understand, you know, what a trailblazer he was and how hard it was to do some of the things that he was able to do, especially his approach to things, the civil disobedience, rather than he refused to go the violent route?
I think a lot of students do, especially with this newer generation that we have. You know, people are always bringing up the conversation of millennials and Gen X and all the different xenials, all the different terms that someone in the clouds has come up with for us. I don't even know where I fit these days, but I think our students today have seen a lot of unrest in our culture, in our society, and I think the students of today are really seeking that peace. They're really seeking that peace mode. Contrary to popular belief, I really don't think our students are out here wanting to riot and have fights. And I think more and more our current students are relating to Martin Luther King Jr. and his vision of peace, of unity, of community, and really building bridges, not walls.
Okay, so so that message, his legacy, I mean, it's filtering down. It's getting to the students of today.
Definitely. And you'll see that, for example, last week I had students come into our student engagement center, and they said, "Hey, Adam, for Black History Month, we want to decorate the bulletin board." And I said, "Great, let's do it. You know, I've got supplies, and what do you need? Let's do this." And I'm an arts and crafts kind of person myself. So what they did was they took different colors of brown and black and different colors of skin tone colors, and they did handprints on the bulletin board. You know, everyone's handprint was different. Some of them were a little off, you know. And then in the middle of the bulletin board, they put up letters that said, "I have a dream." And it's a very powerful image, because those are the only four words on that bulletin board are, "I have a dream." They didn't say, you know, they didn't put it in quotations. They didn't put any paragraphs or some long thesis on the wall. But you see the different colors of hands and the different, you know, the just that image is very striking when you walk into our center. And to me, I saw multiple students from different metro areas, some from rural areas, some who are freshmen, some are juniors, some, you know, all come together and say, "Hey, we want to do this because we want this to be visible. We want people to see us, and we want people to know what we're about." And so that was very powerful for me. You know, I just handed them the construction paper and glue sticks, and I said, "Here, do what you want to do." But to see the students come together and really amplify that voice that Martin Luther King Jr. had, you know, "I have a dream, and this is it." So for our students, I think there's a lot of unity right now, especially coming off of MLK Week and the programming we're doing for Black History Month. I think they're realizing that, hey, I don't have to stay in the shadows here. I may not be the majority population here, but I have a voice. And our job in the Office of Diversity and Inclusion is to really amplify that voice, to elevate that voice.
More about Black History Month at Northwest Missouri State University with Adam Gonzalez just ahead. We're talking with Adam Gonzalez. He's the coordinator of diversity and inclusion at Northwest Missouri State University. Sounds like Black History Month is pretty well accepted and well attended at Northwest.
It has been. And like we talked about earlier, we had a great MLK week. We had Mr. Stephon Ferguson come in there at the end of January. He's the only person licensed by the King Center to perform and reenact Dr. Martin Luther King's speeches. And so we had a packed house for that, and then that led us right here into Black History Month. And we've had some great programming already. So last night we had Mr. Richmond Punch, who is an accomplished violinist, come in from Dallas, and he performed along with the Northwest Missouri State University Symphony Orchestra. And so we had a great turnout for that. He performed specifically some pieces by black composers that are really were very impactful at the time, but often are not, you know, at the forefront of what people think of when they think of, you know, classical music.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit more about Mr. Ferguson and his speeches. What was that like to hear something that sounded a lot like the voice of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.?
It was identical. I mean, I can't explain just how similar it was. And I was lucky to be able to pick him up from the airport. And then, you know, I was sort of his chauffeur during his time there in Maryville. And to not only get to know him on a personal level and to just talk about what it means to him to be able to reenact these speeches and insert his own, you know, commentary about today's issues and today's, you know, the division we're seeing in our country and the seeking of unity and peace. But to be able to just experience his performance after I've had, you know, after we stop in and grab a burger and we're chatting, you know, about things, to then go into his performance and see him reenact these speeches, the crowd was, it was, you could hear a pin drop. You know, it just, he, from the moment he steps up to the podium, he's in Dr. King's voice. He's using Dr. King's voice. And you're just mesmerized, really. You know, growing up, I'd heard Dr. King's speeches. I'd heard the recordings, you know, on the crackly, the crackly recordings. It's kind of, you know, and while they're impactful, you know, I've seen the speeches, I've seen the videos, hearing it in person and just closing your eyes and hearing it come through those PA speakers in the auditorium was something else. Mm-hmm. And so that had one of the best responses from any event I think we've put on. And that was on a cold night where it was 5 degrees and the wind chill was negative whatever it was and the streets were icy. And still, I think we had probably close to 300 people show up to the Charles Johnson Theater.
How long has he been doing this?
You know, I can't recall just how long he's been doing it. I do know that he travels around the country performing. I do know that Stefan, he does educational events. He speaks at conferences. Churches bring him in. Government, you know, city councils will bring him in to do workshops. And he gets around.
And the students responded.
They did, and they had some great questions for him. So again, you know, for the students, Martin Luther King Jr. is really, really, really resonates with them. I think a lot of people can relate to his vision and his dream, and so the students really, really had some great questions. You know, some of them asked about, you know, what was it, what does it mean to him to reenact these speeches? A lot of them asked, you know, what do you think MLK would say about our country today? You know, would he be marching? Would he be organizing? Would he be standing on the steps, you know, in D.C.? Some really insightful questions came from the students.
Well, what would he say about that, do you think? What did he say about how Martin Luther King would look at that?
Yeah, he said, you know, Martin Luther King would really call us into a little introspection and call us to look at what it is that makes us similar rather than what it is that makes us different. And I think really when you're talking about diversity and when you're talking about different populations coming from different backgrounds, I think it's important to always take a step back. We tend to approach dialogue with our fists up, you know, and I think it's important to take a step back, put our fists down and say, hey, you know, where are our similarities? You know, what are we seeking in life that is similar? You know, are we seeking happiness? Are we seeking, you know, health and wellness for our families and our loved ones? You know, where is the common ground that we can relate? And really, that's a part of what we try to do on Northwest campus is we have these diverse populations who sometimes don't always see the world the same way. But what we do, especially in our office and what we try to instill in our students is let's have that healthy dialogue where we learn about each other's cultures. We learn what our similarities are. And then maybe then we can discuss our differences. But I think that's the big takeaway.
Dr. King famously said that he was looking ahead to the day when rather than judging a person by the color of his or her skin, what you judge would be the content of your character.
Definitely.
Do you think that Stefan felt that we had reached that point yet in the United States, or are we still struggling with that?
He didn't really give commentary on that.
Okay.
I think we're still at a place where we're seeing too many of our differences, first and foremost. I think we're approaching dialogue a lot of times from a, you know, one of us has to be right and the other has to be wrong. you know. And it's sometimes it's hard to make that arbitrary decision. Sometimes it's a discussion that's going to go on long after we're gone.
Talk a little bit more about your office, Adam, the Office of Diversity and Inclusion. Do you think that the are you affecting the campus for sure? Is your impact going out beyond the campus?
I really think so. Just talking to some of our students who you know, let's say came from Kansas City or St. Louis or some other place where, you know, in the cities you get a little more diversity, their schooling was different. Coming to campus, seeing how rural Maryville is, seeing the surrounding area, when they say, hey, Adam, where can I go for this or this? And I say, well, you got to go to Kansas City for that. For a lot of students, their initial thought coming to Maryville is, what have I gotten myself into? You know, where are my people or where are people who look like me, right? I felt it when I moved there myself. And so I think what we've done is, especially in our office, we have our community connections group. And our community connections group, formerly called Town and Gown, is really a bridge. So it's a bridge between campus and it's a bridge between our local community of Maryville. So the people who live and work there who may not otherwise be associated with Northwest, though I would argue that if you live in Maryville, you know someone or you went to Northwest, you know, you have some connection. But we really try to increase education and awareness among community members about the different cultures who exist, who come to Northwest, and the ways that not only, you know, hey, you need to be aware of these cultural differences, because that sometimes can create distance. It's like, oh, those are those people over there, and then I'm over here. But really to talk about the ways that the diversity can enrich the community as a whole. And just talking to some of our students who are third and fourth year students now, who have told me stories of what it was like their freshman year to now, I would say we've made an impact just in the way the community receives them, the way in the community is open to them, the people in the community who've stepped up and said, hey, Adam, I'd like to be involved. Can I help in some way? Do your students need volunteer hours? Do they need a part-time job? Those are the kinds of connections that we really aim to make.
Couple of minutes left here. What are some events that are coming up?
So this Saturday we have our soul food dinner, and you talk about food and everybody gets excited. So our soul food dinner, which is infamous on campus for having the best food of any event all year. And I wasn't here for last year, but I'd be willing to bet that it's the best food you'll eat on campus all year. So we have our soul food dinner at 6 p.m. on Saturday in the Union Ballroom. And then at that, we'll have Dr. Latrice Atkins, Atkins Weathersby, coming up from, I believe she lives in Texas, and she's an accomplished author, and she's written so many things on the topic of race, ethnicity, differences. And so she'll be speaking, and it'll be a great time. So if people are interested in that, they can go to our Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at Northwest Facebook page, or they can go to northwestmissouri.edu and type in diversity, and they'll find our page for tickets.
Got about 30 seconds left. What would you like people to remember out of what we talked about?
Remember our similarities, really, in everything. Whether you're meeting someone whose skin color is different from you, you're meeting someone who loves someone different than you, you're meeting someone who comes from a different socioeconomic background, or you come from a rural background and they come from the city, rather than point out our differences, let's really focus on those similarities.
And the similarities, basically, the important similarities are we're all human, for one.
We are. We're all human. We're all seeking happiness. We're all seeking love. And that's what this is all about.
Adam, we appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Adam Gonzalez, Coordinator of Diversity and Inclusion at Northwest Missouri State University.